Before leaving, please remember to make a contribution to all of my thousands of hours of work here, PayPal, Patreon, or fundraiser in the description below or on the China Rising Radio Sinoland article page. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Today's title is, Thanks to the USA and Canada, Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou will forever be a national heroine to all citizens of the Chinese nation. These two clips have been watched billions of times across the country. Pictured above, Huawei employees dancing upon the return of their CFO, Meng Wanzhou, after being kidnapped and held hostage for nearly 3 years by the USA and Canada. Note before starting, my daughter worked with Huawei in Europe for a year after graduating from Beijing Normal University, whereupon she sent me a book about the company's history, which was absolutely amazing. Thus, I was hooked on learning all I could about this unique and the world's largest employee-owned corporation. Add in the Meng Wanzhou saga, and I found the perfect allegory between the West trying to crush the Chinese nation and Huawei. In spite of these grand global capitalist machinations, I continue to report on the company's unstoppable march to world prominence with its information and communication technology, abbreviated ICT, dominance. Here is my extensive bilingual library about Huawei and Meng. It's entitled Huawei Online Resource Collection by China Rising Radio Sinoland and China Tech News Flash. Link provided. As you learn more about Huawei's history and business culture, I'm sure you will be as fascinated as I am. I can assure you, whether you are a low-level grunt or the CEO of a company, Huawei's story will offer you many insights and professional food for thought. Here's the article. 1 November is All Saints Day in the world of Christendom. Therefore, it's a good opportunity to bless Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou by sharing a couple of short clips about her return to China and Huawei. This after being kidnapped and held hostage for nearly 3 years by the USA and Canada. Thanks to Uncle Sam's and Dudley Do-Right's criminal imperial dirty deed to try to extort Meng and Huawei, she is now her country's national heroine for all eternity and has made Huawei the brand to buy among the Chinese nation's 1.4 billion citizens. Talk about a huge, humiliating, and embarrassing black eye for the West and a massive soft power coup for China, since much of the world's people opposed Meng's cruel and illegal detention. Even Canadians were split on whether she should be released. Below are two short clips. First is Meng's arrival at Shenzhen Airport after her liberation from Western Empire's Canadian-American clutches in Vancouver. After 3 weeks in quarantine, Meng then got an incredibly warm and heartfelt welcome back to Huawei headquarters in Shenzhen. I could only make out the one larger font sign being held up, which says, quote, leading role glory, end of quote. The added heart and crown are a nice touch. Sorry, the other placards are too fuzzy to read. Also, having lived in Shenzhen for 3 years, I always enjoyed going past their building. I'd always give a symbolic wave, hello. These and other related clips are being watched over and over again, billions of times by the Chinese people. No wonder public opinion there about Urangolo land, that being NATO, Australia, New Zealand, Israel, the rest of Europe, and keeps going down and down for good reason. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, and I guess we could say China Tech News Flash, since this is about Huawei, signing out. Have a great day.
China Rising Radio Sinoland and China Tech News Flash signing out. Please make a contribution to all of my hard work. Thank you.